Okay, so I feel like most of the time when I start episodes with like my random thought, they're of me in the car. But it's because like I have to commute before I get here.
You've been driving a lot lately. For those of you that don't know, Taryn comes to me. I am so lucky because I just happen to live near the recording studio. So she comes to me first. But yeah, you do a lot of driving now.
A lot of driving. So today I was like driving, and I don't know if this has ever happened to you. Do you ever stare at someone through like their mirrors, and then when you actually get up to them, it's like not even the same person that you thought?
I stare at people around me while I'm driving all the time.
Yeah.
I'm always like, what's this guy doing? What's this guy doing? What's this girl doing? Or I'll watch girls. It's always girls. I don't know why. They're always multitasking.
Oh gosh, so dangerous.
It's so like they're not only are they talking on the phone, but they're also like trying to scroll for like a song or something while putting on lip gloss.
Yep.
While they're driving. It's the most dangerous thing.
I saw a girl straight up curling her hair with a curling iron.
How?
Is there I was like, that's unsafe in so many levels.
It must be a battery powered one, like one of those travel size ones. Dang. I've seen, actually, I take that back. I've seen a girl shaving her legs.
Ew.
This was back when I was in college, and I drove past a girl. She had an electric razor, and I don't know if it was her boyfriend's or if it's a girl thing. I haven't really seen girl electric legs. Well, I guess they have them.
I'm sure they
Anyways,
do.
She had her left leg up, like, by the...
I'm, no like, lifting shame.
My leg so that Taryn can understand. And then she had it, like, by the window, and she was just going at her leg. I was like, what is that pressing?
I mean, you have to do it while you're driving. Maybe like a date? I don't know.
But it was daytime. It wasn't even...
Oh, then I don't know.
I mean, I guess you could have a day date.
Well, today I thought I saw a hot guy like through his side mirror, and then I got closer and it was a middle-aged woman. So there's that. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome
back to... What? Are you trying to talk while I'm talking? Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Ashley Nicole.
I'm Taryn Renee.
And this is, you said that so like you weren't sure.
Know.
Like you were very unsure of what
usually,
your name was.
Like, there's only a couple areas of my life where I say I'm Taryn Renee. Usually I'm just Taryn.
True.
And at work, because I work with kids, I'm Miss Taryn.
You're Miss Taryn?
Miss Taryn.
Yeah, that's weird.
My last name's too hard for kids to say. They get a little confused.
I hate when because I used to teach a drum class probably fourth grade to eighth grade. So they were kids. And they would try to call me Miss McDonald. I'd be like, stop that.
Yeah.
That's not okay. That's my mom. And that's not okay.
And then when you get married, like I'm planning on changing my last name. So then it's like, then the kids have to learn like a full new name and you have to learn how to say
it. I remember
full new name.
I never understood that as a child.
Because
I had a teacher, I remember, she was my second grade teacher. And I remember she got married the year I was in her class.
Uh-huh.
And I was so confused.
Like,
because halfway through, she changed her name. And they were just saying, like, she married someone and she's taking on his name. And I was like, why would he do that to you?
Yeah.
You know?
why is he making
so
you a totally
confused.
Different person?
It made
person?
No sense. I thought it was bad. I thought it was a very bad thing because that wasn't
That's
her. And I, like, refused to call her by her new name.
That's interesting.
I was such a brat, I guess. I don't know. I was like, why would you do that? It's terrible.
Oh, my gosh.
How was your weekend?
I think my weekend was good. We were just talking about this today. I feel like, I don't know if like my brain like resets on a Monday, but it never fails when I like go into work or I see someone on Monday and they're like, how was your weekend? I always initially am like, I don't remember the last 2 days of my life.
Same.
Not even that I did anything crazy. It could be like I literally sat in bed and watched Netflix, but for a good like 30 seconds, I have to be like, what did I do?
Where was I?
Yeah. Well, should we jump in? I feel like I'll go first today.
Yeah.
Because like mine's that. Like a light, kind of like funny date situation.
Okay. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. And then you'll take second half. All
Let's right. do it.
Ahem. Let's. Ooh, we got a name.
Ooh, we never get names.
We never get names. I know. Okay. She says, hey, guys, I'm Alina. First off, I love Ashley and Taryn so much. Like,
we love
such
you too.
Goals.
Goals.
Goals. Oh. When did that become a thing?
I feel so hip.
I know. I remember the first time someone was like, goals. And I was like, I don't know what you're saying.
I don't know. I feel like it's been a thing, though. So maybe we're...
Yeah, but like, I'm not always like the hippest person. So when people say,
same.
Like, okay, we just learned a new one. The house. Shout out Ollie. We went to a dinner and all of a sudden, like literally the whole dinner, people would just yell out the house. And I was like, what is that?
We were so confused. Me and Taryn were both at this dinner at the same time.
Yeah.
And everyone was talking and basically they would say a sentence and end it by saying the house. So I could be like, oh, this salmon's so great, the house. And yeah. Me and Taryn,
I thought I was going nuts. Dinner,
kept looking at each other like, what the hell does the house mean? Like,
I
are
looked
we
at you and I was like,
someone?
I was like, why, does so he, why do people keep saying that? Like, no. I didn't understand.
And I was looking around and everyone just kept talking nonchalantly, like they understood what was happening. I was so confused. So was Taryn.
This is my first, well, there's a lot of like random slang things that I don't understand, but this one, like, I really don't understand.
I've never felt more old in my life because I was like,
basically,
I don't get it.
It means, it's basically an exclamation.
Exclamation point.
Yes. Because you exclaim. Okay.
Because you exclaim.
So it's like you say like, oh my gosh, your outfit is so cool. The house.
The house.
Like it's dumb. Like if you say like, okay, I'm going to gas you up. That makes sense because it's like you put gas in a car so it has energy to go.
Right,
like that
right.
makes
we
sense.
We get that one. We're there for that. We support
the house,
that.
Like that doesn't make sense.
It makes zero sense.
You live in a house.
Yeah.
How does that do anything to like.
Exclaim.
Bring drama. Exclaim.
Yeah. It's supposed to finish a sentence.
No, it's stupid. I don't
and
like
it makes
it.
Zero sense because it doesn't finish the sentence in any way.
I want to meet who made that up. I would love to hear.
I bet someone's pranking the world right now.
Yes.
And it's like, you know what? Society, social media is so crazy
so
sometimes.
Stupid.
I'm going to start a trendy slang word.
Yeah.
And it's going to be dumb, but everyone's going to say it.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if I ever told you that. My brother tried to do that.
We refused to fall for that.
Yeah, no, that's stupid. My brother tried to do that. One day we were sitting at dinner and he said, I want to make up like a cool word. And he said he wanted it to be for things like when something's perfect and he wanted to be like, yeah, that's Goldilocks.
This is Brett, huh?
Yeah.
I knew it.
Because he was like, yeah, because like, you know, the three bears, like, this one's too hot. This
perfect.
One's too cold. This one's perfect. And so he tried so hard. Like everywhere we'd go, he'd be like, yeah, Goldilocks. And I'd just be like, dude, shut up. Like, no, I'm done with you. It was so dumb.
That's a very Mean Girls fetch situation.
Yes, yes,
where
yes.
You're just looking at me like,
no.
Shut it down.
Stop trying to make
it no sense.
Happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways.
Sorry. Wow. That
I
was
love
a big
how
tangent.
Literally, I just read her sentence of saying hi, and we've been talking for like 20 minutes. Okay. Hello, everyone. It's Taryn
and Ashley
from Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com. Okay, so she says, I wouldn't want anyone else reading my super embarrassing story, haha. So here is a date I went on with my boss.
Ooh.
So she says.
Another boss drama.
I know.
This is what, too?
Again, it's the whole, like, someone in power. You're like,
guys,
hello, take care of me.
Juicy stories. I love this.
I mean, I'm looking for a sugar daddy.
Oh, I mean, who isn't?
Because I'm terrible with money. And so I literally would love to just marry someone rich and he just gives me an allowance.
I guess that would be like the ultimate goal.
That's all I need. Tell me what I can
like
spend.
I don't like the allowance thing though. That's not okay.
I'm fine with it.
What's mine is yours. What's yours is
I'm
mine.
I'm fine with it. Anyways, she says, I worked in a government type desk job and my boss was super cute. She's okay. Giving us his name and I'm a little nervous to read it. But she put it.
If she put it, then it's fair game.
Okay. She said his name is Paul.
Paul.
She said, I was 22, he was 26. I'm normally extremely shy, but for some reason, I was very forward. I'm having a really rough time.
It's Monday. Typically, we record on Tuesday,
yeah.
So maybe we shouldn't do this again.
I had a large coffee.
She did.
Okay.
Kind of fast, too.
For some reason, I was very forward with... Oh, my God. I'm done.
Forward.
We're skipping.
I got
skipping.
It. For some
forward.
Reason, she was very forward.
Forward with him.
Continue.
I love when this happens because
what?
I've already talked about like how I get like diarrhea of the mouth with certain guys. They make me so nervous.
I don't know why you have to use that word. It's so gross.
Actually, get over it.
I don't
support
like
me
it.
In this
Stop
moment
it.
Because I'm having a
you
hard
know
time.
Me so much better. I can't handle this.
Okay, when I I don't know. I'm not even going to share it. But when, like, you have a guy where all of a sudden you come off as, like, so cool and confident, and then you get in the car and you're like, dang, I just did so good.
Yeah. You're so proud of yourself. Or when you say something and you walk away and you're just like,
I sounded so much cooler than I was.
When you said exactly what you wanted to say and the way you wanted to say it. Yeah.
Never happened.
I get it.
Mm-hmm. So good for you, girl.
Proud of you.
She says, after a while of flirting back and forth, we exchanged numbers and planned to hang out. The first time we hung out, we went to a bar and he got to meet my dog, which is super important to me.
Ooh, that's a big deal.
Same.
We both have dogs.
Yeah.
And if said other person doesn't get along with the dog, then it's a deal breaker. And I feel like it's like that for a lot of people and their pets.
Yeah. Well, so my dog is a teacup Yorkie with the personality of like the largest dog. He thinks he's so tough.
He does.
But a lot of times, like if people are like, I hate small dogs, blah, blah, blah.
Bye.
And, like, I get it because like I did too, but that would bug me if like a guy came in and was like, oh, I would never have a small dog. I'd be like, I'll kill you.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
Same.
So she says, luckily it all worked out. He invited me to his place the next day, which was Saturday. Saturday came and I made sure I looked super cute. Put on my brand new all white Adidas. I got to his place and he had obviously cleaned and lit candles. So I was expecting a good time.
Yeah.
Candles. The first thing I see is his cat. Which I'm super allergic to cats.
Oh, no.
That's me.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I'll walk in a house and especially if it's like people I don't know and I'll see their like gerbils or cats and I'm like, homegirl's about to have itchy eyes. Like I know it's going to be a bad time.
Oh my God, I'm the same way. I've actually had multiple situations like this happen.
Yeah.
So I started keeping Claritin and my allergy medication in my car.
Oh, girl, I have it in my purse.
There's been so many times where I've walked in and been like, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Let me go get
I'm gonna die.
My medicine.
I know. She says she's super allergic to cats and was questionable about a guy with a cat. LOL. We sit down and watch some TV, and then we decide to go on a walk around the lake he lived on. Not only was it 8,000 degrees and I was sweating like a cow, but my new shoes weren't feeling too great. Once we got back to his place, I took off my shoes and sat on the couch while my face was extremely red and sweaty. He looked down and said, is your foot okay? Sorry, this is coming. I was like, what are you talking about? Only to see my entire sock was full of blood.
No! From walking?
Yeah.
But they're just new shoes? Like they're not?
New shoes.
But...
I don't know.
Either
way, like, I mean, I guess, like, when you get it just the right way. You know how, like, sometimes, like, a little cut will bleed so much and you're like, what's happening to me?
Maybe. Shoot. Yeah. But, like, they're her.
That's what I thought, because Adidas usually are comfortable. But you never know. Like, everyone has, like, different shapes of feet and whatever. And so it just happened to, like,
be
the wrong.
How long was this walk?
I mean, he lives on a lake. So maybe it was a big one. I was like, oh, what are you talking about? She sees her sock full of blood. I quickly stand up and run to the bathroom, and he looks over at my brand new shoes and says, they're not looking too good either. My left shoe is full of blood from a huge blister on my heel. I ran into the bathroom to wash it off, and he says he's going to get a Band-Aid. As I'm trying to put my foot up on the counter to clean it off, my phone falls out of my pocket and into his toilet.
I know.
That sucks.
I know. Oh, poor thing.
I know. I started cussing up a storm, but try to play it cool. At least he had cleaned his bathroom today before I came, and the toilet was clean. I walk out of the bathroom. He sits me down to put a Band-Aid on my foot. I joked around asking if he had rice. He said, yeah, I do. What, did you drop your phone in the toilet? Ha ha. I gave him a look, and he goes, oh. Wait, you did really drop it in the toilet. I hand him my phone. He grabs rice, sticks my phone in it to see if it will help. We sat on the couch not talking for a good few minutes. Then I grab my phone to see if it works, and of course it doesn't. He then says, I probably should just take it home to get it looked at, a nice way of telling me to get out. I agree, head to my car, pull out my phone to get directions, which of course...
doesn't work.
She can't have.
Doesn't work.
Biggest fear. Like, worst if you don't
fear.
Have a phone,
yeah.
You have nothing. Anyway, so she finally made it back home. Monday came. It was super awkward. But luckily, they recovered and were able to remain friends, but nothing else. And that's her embarrassing date story.
Oh, honey.
Ouch.
That sucks.
I know.
I just had the same cell phone problem happen. You guys heard probably, was this our, I don't remember. It was a few episodes ago. But when I went to Coachella, I got my phone stolen. And probably one of the worst feelings on the planet is when you realize not only do you not have your Uber app to get you home from the festival, but you don't have the address where you're staying and you don't have any of your friends' phone numbers.
Yeah.
And it's a very like terrifying feeling when you realize there's nothing. If you lose your friends tonight, you're screwed. Like, you're done. You have nothing.
You just will wander around. Yeah. And you don't know anything, literally. And like, what I feel bad is because I know me, like, I'm such a like tomboy at heart. Mm-hmm. So like getting hurt in front of a guy would be really hard for me. Like most girls would probably like soak it in and be like, oh, help me. And guys like love it, right?
Yeah.
But I'd just be like, oh, I'm not showing any pain. Like literally, I think the worst I've gotten hurt is one time this guy was like, we were hanging out and I was laying down on the carpet and he was like walking. We were like trying to figure out what to do. So he's like walking around and he was flipping his phone up in the air. Well, he threw it up and dropped it. So it went literally from like ceiling down and hit me in the lip. His phone was like a brick. My lip immediately split open and I was like, mother. And I was like bleeding everywhere. It was so bad. And I remember just trying to be like, yeah, it's fine. It's fine. But on the inside, I was like, help me.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I kind of feel the same way when it comes to. Well, I don't even think it's just guys. I think it's just anyone. Like, I hate feeling that vulnerable, and I'm sure most people do, too. So it's hard. It's hard, especially when you can't hide something like a sock full of blood. Like, you obviously have to, like, admit to that. That's a lot.
That's so – well, especially just, like, someone calling it out and you looking down and being like, ugh.
Yeah.
Whoop, there it is.
Whoop.
Boom, there it is. Well, Melina, thank you so much for sharing your story. Yeah, we had a good laugh.
That was a good one.
I'm glad that you guys were able to like go back to normal because not everybody can. After like an awkward date, it's hard to recover sometimes.
Yeah, I think when stuff like that happens, you just embrace it and you're that's what happened because you can't change it. And the phone falling in the toilet, you can't do anything about that. That had nothing to do with you. So on the bright side, it literally had nothing to do with her.
Yeah,
like, these were just unfortunate situations that happened to her.
Yeah.
While she was at her crush's house. Yeah. So that's a bummer, but
it's a good time.
Good on you for just, like, hopefully shaking it off.
Hopefully you left a blood stain and he thinks of you every time he sees
it. That's so terrible.
Anyways, let's take a break and then we'll get to your story.
Yes, that sounds perfect.
Let's do it.
Break time.
Break. Hey guys, we just wanted to take a second to just say thank you for being a part of our little unsolicited advice family.
We love you guys so much, and it would mean so much to us if you would rate, review, subscribe, and share our podcast. Spread the word. Spread the love.
Yes.
Give advice to everyone. Advice for you. Advice for your mom. Advice
change
for your
world.
Friends. Change the world. Help us get the word out there. And that would mean so much to us. And back to the show. Okay, we are back from our break.
Hello.
Hope it was a great break. It was a great break.
Hope you went potty. Got it all out.
Why? Taryn does this to me on purpose. For those of you that didn't listen to the first episode, I hate that kind of talk. And she does
what kind of talk?
She does it all the time.
Potty talk.
I'm uncomfortable and I hate it. And she does it on purpose. If you guys have not done it yet, be sure to follow us on our social media platforms.
Yes.
What are those, Taryn?
Ooh.
Pop quiz.
Instagram is Unsolicited Advice Pod.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Follow us there.
Twitter is, I don't even know.
It's okay. Just follow us.
Okay.
It's there.
Well, I mean, it'll be, I think it's always in like our links and everything like
it's
that.
It's all there. It's all there. If you guys have stories that you want to share with us, whether they're funny, hilarious, awkward moments or serious situations that you'd like advice on or funny, hilarious situations that you'd like advice on.
You literally just said the same.
Different. I said it different.
You said funny, hilarious, awkward situations or serious
or
funny, hilarious situations
that you'd like advice on. No, I said advice. It doesn't matter. If you have stories that you would like to share and you would like advice on, please send them to our email address, which is adviceunsolicitedpod@gmail.com.
So proud of you.
So
you know, ever since that one episode where you messed up like 50 times, like you really haven't messed up.
Was that
since?
Episode 2?
Probably.
I don't remember, but I've really tried.
Back in the day.
We were new at this. So today's story, I don't have a name, but she titled it, which is so great.
Which is why you picked it, huh?
And the titles get me, guys. When you guys add titles, draws me in. I don't know how else to explain it. It draws me in. So she titled this one Toxic Family Members.
Ooh.
Which I thought was all kinds of interesting. So,
yeah.
Here is her story. She says, hey, ladies.
Hi.
Hey. First, I just want to let you guys know that your podcast is my favorite, but I know y'all probably get a ton of these emails, so I'll get right to the point. We do, but we're very excited for this one.
You already got us, though.
Uh-huh. Hook, line, and sinker. She says, I have an older sister who I love to death and would do anything for. We call each other every day and live down the road from one another. However, I'm starting to resent her, and I don't know how to deal with the feelings of that.
Oof.
She says she's her best friend, but this past year, she feels as though she's become a toxic relationship in her life, which is such a
scary
situation.
With family,
yeah,
that's hard.
Sister.
Yeah.
Our personalities can clash from time to time, and we have our sisterly fights like everyone else does, but our most recent ones have had me wanting space from her. She's a firecracker and can say hurtful things when she gets in fights, which I think is normal for, you know, siblings.
Yeah, but I think there's a difference of, like, when there, I know I don't fight with many people, but I have fought with people that you can tell. It's like a look they get in their eye. Like, they try to say things like they're trying to hurt you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and even, like, me and my brothers, I've said this before, but, like, our fights are not in depth because they're boys. It's literally like, you're an idiot. Don't talk to me. I hate you. Whatever. But, like, so I haven't experienced necessarily sister fights, but I could see, like, with girls where it's, like, especially a sister where you know, like, exactly what thing to say to them mm-hmm. that will, like, land the biggest punch.
Yeah,
you know what
and
I
it's
mean?
Like that. It doesn't even have to be a related thing, but it's like that with all relationships.
Yeah.
Like, it's such an evil thing, and the fight becomes so much more intense when
yeah.
they say things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
There is a bug.
Is it a spider? No, it flew.
No, it's a little like gnat thing, but it won't. Okay. It won't leave me alone. I'm glad you saw that because I've been going.
No,
crazy.
I've been staring at it. I've been distracted. Okay.
She continues. She says, "Her sister's a firecracker, and she can say hurtful things when they get in fights. Whereas she's the complete opposite. She says, I tend to bite my tongue and let things slide. Girl, same. I'm the exact same way.
Yeah, that is you.
Then get into it. And I think, like, for me personally, it's just the idea of conflict and having to get into conflict and knowing." The uncomfortableness that comes with conflict.
Yeah.
I will literally do everything I possibly can to walk around the situation and not deal with it heads on. So I'm the exact same way.
Yeah.
The thing that hurts, she says, the thing that hurts me the most is that she throws things back in my face when she's upset. Because she is my best friend and she knows everything that's going on in my life, she knows exactly what to say. So it's, you literally called exactly. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Taryn's already there. She says, I choose to talk to her about my problems with confidence that she will give me advice and love out of it. Recently, when she gets mad and upset, she'll say hurtful things to me and use what I've told her against me.
Ooh.
In our most recent fight, her words cut deep, and even though she's been forgiven, I cannot forget all of the hurtful things that she said. So her question to us is, what do you do when the most toxic relationship you have is with a family member that you care about the most?
Oh my gosh.
That's hard.
Ow.
Right?
That sentence like encompassed it so perfectly though.
I know.
Like you care, like I mean, cause family, it's like that's a whole other level.
Yeah.
And when someone hurts you, but I think that's why it hurts so bad, is because when you care about someone so much and they're the person like causing you so much pain, it's like next level because they're supposed to take care of you.
And we talked about this on another podcast recently, but it's so weird how friendship breakups are so much worse than relationship breakups.
Oh, totally.
But it's also the same, like, friendship breakups are bad and boyfriend-girlfriend breakups are bad. But family breakups, when something like that snaps, like, that's a whole other level of intensity and feelings that are involved because family's blood. That's life.
Well, and you can say, like, oh, I'm not friends with her anymore. And, like, literally, you cannot be friends with someone.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you're, like, we're done, like you still are
you're still
sister.
Family,
like, yeah, you know what I mean, like
you're still family, you're not just family, you're siblings.
Yeah.
And so the whole reason I like really connected with this one is because I have a sister
who's also your best friend,
who's also my best friend, who like I live together, I work with her, we do everything together. If something like this were to happen, I don't know what I would do either.
No,
I would have a really hard time. So I felt really kind of connected to her. But when it comes to the sibling thing, and I'm not experienced in this in any way, and Taryn can vouch for me, I'm still learning how to communicate better. but I genuinely feel like the more open you are, because you said, I feel like, okay, here's what I'm trying to say. I feel like me and this girl are the same person.
Yeah.
Because she has a sister that's more talkative. I have a sister that's more talkative. And both of us are a little more on the shy side. Not necessarily like quiet, we won't talk, but we won't necessarily say exactly how we feel, because we would rather put our efforts toward keeping peace instead of stirring the pot. Because stirring the pot and causing drama and causing conflict is uncomfortable to us. We don't know how to deal with it.
Yeah.
So we will do everything in our power to not cause it. Does that make sense?
You know what it reminds me of? And this is such a weird analogy, so I am so sorry, but please try to track
not
with
at
me.
All. Hit me with it.
Okay. Like, you know when, like, you're laying in bed, you wake up and you're like, frick, I gotta throw up. And then you're like, but like, I'm going to try not to. So you lay there, you like change positions, you get like a wet towel on your forehead, like you try to like prop yourself up. Meanwhile, the whole entire time, you're like feeling sicker and sicker and more miserable and more miserable. Okay, and the end goal is still, you're going to be like face down in the toilet throwing up. And whether you throw up like early in the night or late in the night, it's going to be awful.
Yeah.
But instead of just accepting it and like letting go and like letting the mess happen, you fight so hard to stop. And all you do is give yourself all this time of just like experiencing that
misery,
anxiety. And like, which, I mean, it's a weird analogy, but it's like what happens.
I wasn't, at first I was like, where are you going with this? That's a great analogy, actually, because it's true. This, if you don't talk about it and get it off your chest and get your feelings out there, then you're the one. Not your sister, but you're the one that's going to be struggling with so much pain and misery. And you're the one that probably can't sleep at night. And you're the one who's probably slightly depressed and having anxiety problems because you haven't talked to anyone about it. And it sucks because your sister probably doesn't even notice that something's wrong. Because you haven't. I mean, she might notice you're in a weird mood, but she might not know why.
Yeah.
Probably because, you know, because you haven't told her.
Well, and people who are more, and I feel like I've done this before, who are more vocal, like sometimes like you just shoot stuff out of your mouth and you don't really even realize that it hurts someone, and then you move on.com. Like you have no, like, you know what I mean? And like, even though in the moment I'm like, oh, that was kind of like a mean thing to say, like I don't think much about it because I didn't see it affect you. And so then like, and then later when you hear it, it did affect you, you're like, your first thought is always like, why didn't you just tell me? Like,
in that
moment, you know? So it's coming from her end, maybe. And I don't know, because it sounds like she's crossing lines that, like, need to be addressed. But there is a chance that she's just, like, spewing out of a hurt place. Maybe she's got something going on in her life. And maybe she's not even aware of, like, how detrimental her words have been. Either way, or if she's being malicious about it, either way, like, it has to be addressed. Because there's no way, and she's your family. She's not going anywhere. So, like, if you don't address it now, then it's just going to keep spiraling.
Yeah, exactly. So the only thing, the one thing that I did want to say is, because I do feel so similar to Anonymous, who wrote this, I did want to say that I it sounds like she could be possibly be an Enneagram number 9, which is the Enneagram number that I am.
You're so cute.
And for us quieter people who like to stuff our feelings instead of deal with them, I think the best thing you can do if you do decide to talk to your sister is to not unload on her right away, because she will be blindsided because she probably has no idea that you're feeling this way.
Yeah.
So what I would do is simply tell her that you've been struggling with voicing your opinion and your emotions, and that you want to start being more open with her, and just give her like a heads up and leave it at that. You don't even have to like start a conversation or let her know about when she's hurt you and times that she's done that yet. You could just let her know that this is a journey that you're going to start now.
Yeah.
And because she's your sister and your best friend and you care about her, you want to give her a heads up.
Yeah.
She will most likely be very on board and excited for you.
Totally.
And just be like, okay, cool. Well, thanks for letting me know. And it'll be a very passive, easy, positive way of saying that, hey, get ready. coming at you.
Here comes the throw.
Because if you start off a conversation by saying, hey, you hurt me here, you hurt me mm-hmm. here, they're going to get super defensive. And then all of a sudden it does become a huge dramatic confrontation. Yeah. And it's the big moment that you've been trying to avoid the whole yeah. time. So maybe say that first. And then once you're ready and you feel like you've processed it enough and figured out how to word it, then sit her down and just say, hey, I feel like you said those things on purpose and they really hurt me.
Yeah.
And I really need to talk about it. And hopefully after doing that a couple times, you guys will create a more open communication.
Yeah.
Where you can talk more easily.
Oh, totally. I also would recommend, and in fact, I've done this with you. Mm-hmm. I think we've never had like a fight.
We have, but
it
not
was
a
like,
big one.
But it was very healthy. Like,
no,
very healthy.
I was very proud of us, actually.
But see, so I have always, since I've been younger, and I used to do this with my parents, like when I've really felt strongly about something, because I know myself and sometimes I do react very like, I just say things that I don't mean. Mm-hmm. But also whenever I've been like wanting to talk with someone where I feel like they're not going to give me a chance to say what I need to say, I write a letter. And mm-hmm. honestly, like sometimes the process of writing the letter will either make me see like, oh my God, this is dumb. Like, this is not a big yeah. deal. yeah. Or it will just like let me fully put it out and I think about it. I revise it if I need to. And then I always just say like to whoever the person is like, hey, this is my heart right now. Please read, take your time, review. And then whenever you're ready to talk, let's talk. Yeah. So that way it gives that person like, first of all, they can't interrupt me because they're reading it.
True.
I'm not there.
Yes. There's something so powerful yes. about writing it.
Yes. And like it gives them time as well to like think about it. And I know like with me and you, like I wrote you an email and it was funny, like when we finally talked about it, you were like, I opened this email and was like, what is happening right now?
What?
But it was hard for me because I don't in friendships, like I don't necessarily like open up about when I'm hurt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, yeah.
And so, and with you, because I know like how much you hate conflict, I knew that like it was gonna be hard for you. Like I was like, I'm gonna start talking and Ashley's just gonna fully like freaking hermit crab, just like
shut like, down.
I'm not
I
here.
Close yeah. down. I yeah. can't, yeah, I don't totally. Process well. No, I actually, I really did appreciate the times that you've written.
written?
Oh, wrote. God. The Who times that you've written me letters. Because it not only did I get to, like, fully understand
yeah.
where you're going, and I didn't have a chance to interrupt you, but it also gave me time to, like, process my response.
Totally. But the times where, like, you were like, I talked to my sister, like, uh-huh. I, like, sat and, like, so you really put thought in it, too.
Yeah.
And then it was such a productive conversation. So that
was. By the time we actually got together.
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah, I like talked to
this has happened literally. I one email, one long text. So yeah. it's not like I'm like a freaking writing letter. Like, I invited you to lunch. You didn't come.
I didn't know.
But anyways, but that's something I would recommend because it sounds like you have a hard time mm-hmm. voicing yourself and it sounds like your sister and you are not having productive conversations.
Yeah.
So, but the thing is, the second you put something in writing, like it's in writing. So yeah. I would really like read
it
over.
Rewrite maybe, it.
Yeah, have your friend read it. Like, make sure, like, you're not coming across anyway, but then at least, like, get all your feelings out there. And then if she responds poorly, at least you know, like, you communicated what you needed to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I love how you worded that. So, yeah, definitely think about writing a letter. The last thing I wanted to recommend was I think we figured out that me and you are the same, kind of similar, and we don't know how to voice our emotions. At the same time, you want to learn and understand how your sister communicates mm-hmm. because – her understanding how you communicate is just as important as you understanding how yeah. she communicates.
Compromise.
So,
yeah.
If she's it sounds like as a person, when you get uncomfortable, you like Taryn said, hermit crab, you close down. Mm-hmm. She's probably the opposite,
yeah.
where when she feels uncomfortable and she feels attacked, she just starts lashing out because yeah. she's trying to protect herself.
Yeah.
So, in the end, you guys are both scared and feeling vulnerable,
yeah.
but doing different things to protect yourself. So I feel like once you guys do have that talk where you can sit down and open up a bit, I bet you'll actually find that you guys are feeling the same thing.
Oh, totally.
You know?
And I mean, that's a much harder pill to swallow because it's like when someone's saying something mean. But I've had relationships like that where you almost have to like, it's like emotionally cover your ears. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but just
yeah.
to be like, I know right now that they're speaking out of hurt.
Yeah.
And So like one of the things I do for work is I meet with parents and kind of like start talking to them about like some red flags I've seen developmentally with their kids.
Which
so
is
it's
so scary.
Yeah. Like those conversations are really hard. And I've had like straight up like these dads like get in my face, get upset. And
I'm sure because that's their baby.
Yeah. And I remember the first time that happened, I left crying hysterically because I'm like, I'm literally trying to help you. Like yeah. I'm trying to help you and you're yelling. I don't understand why they're so mad. And yeah. And it was like I had to take a moment to like recognize like when people are hurt, it's a reaction.
It's
you know what I mean?
It's not personal in any way.
It's not personal. Yeah. So now I've gotten so much better at like when they react that way, it's like I like am super gentle and just mm-hmm. kind of take it as much as I can because it's like their way of processing.
Yeah.
But it's not an easy thing. So right. even though she's saying these hurtful things, obviously you have to protect yourself. But at the same time, like Ashley's saying, like you have to learn to just understand that that's her way and like to be like, I'm not even listening to what you're saying yeah. right now. yeah. And maybe you walk away and just be like, hey, you're in that mood. Like, I can't right now. Let it
we'll
all out.
We'll deal with
and
it
we'll
later.
Talk later. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think one of the best things that's happened to me and my sister, and I talk about it all the time, but it's when we took an Enneagram test together and we figured out like what our numbers yeah. are. And there's so many different personality tests. And I'm not saying that personality tests are like this godsend save all thing, but when you both learn the type of person that you are, how you interact, how you learn, how you deal with emotions, and then you share that. I learned where Alicia goes when she's frustrated and when she's anxious and when yeah. she's stressed. And I've learned how she reacts
yeah.
to life situations yeah. when she's feeling that way and vice versa. So I can tell when she's having a bad day and I know not to take it personally.
Yeah.
So I would really recommend finding some kind of common ground with your sister and yeah. and maybe suggesting taking a test.
Oh,
and
totally.
just not even in a intervention because we're going astray kind of way, but in a let's just have fun and like learn about each other kind
yeah.
of way, you know?
Well, and that's what it's fun. So do you remember like when what was that book called? The Love Language?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Five Love Languages. That yeah. book came out, right?
Yeah, that's a good one, actually.
Yeah, it's such a good one. So me and that was like right when I was in a relationship. The one time. So me and my ex, we took it and literally like our love languages were like totally not the same. Right.
Yeah.
And so like which I think that's fine. Like people can work and function being opposites. But where like your common ground has to be like what you're bringing up, what we've talked about is like learning about that person and also like shifting so that you're feeding into what they need.
Yeah,
and
that being willing to do that.
My top is physical touch and words of affirmation, right? Mm-hmm. And he would be like, let's not hold hands or kiss so we can really work on our communication. And for me, I was like, what did I do? Like, and I would like walk up and I'd be like, can I hug you? Like, I don't even know. But like that
know.
For me.
I don't know what I could do with you.
Yeah. With yeah. that being like my number one way I feel love is when people are like affirming and like, you know, that physical touch. Like that was the worst thing that you could have done, you know?
Yeah.
So it is like it's learning how people work and also like, you know, investing
giving
in those ways.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
So I think that obviously you don't want to just cut things because you're reaching out for advice and you're trying to figure out what's going on.
Mm-hmm. And
so,
you love her. She's your sister.
Yeah. And she's, I mean, not a lot of siblings say that their sibling are their best friends. Like,
no,
I think me and you
like
are
that's
very.
That's actually very rare.
Totally. So I think it's worth trying for. And I think it's worth just having a very honest, like, vulnerable
yeah.
conversation.
Yeah. yeah. If she's your best friend and she's your sister and you open up and you be very honest and vulnerable with her, I'm willing to bet that she's going to meet you where you're at and
yeah.
and do her best to understand where you're coming from. So
yeah.
I'm so sorry, Anonymous, that you are going through this, but I'm so thankful that you wrote in. Thank you so much for being vulnerable with us.
Yes.
We really appreciate it.
Yes.
And I'm sure there's a lot of people listening who actually have very similar situations.
Oh, totally.
Who
yeah.
can take away some good thoughts from this
yes.
as well. So thank you so much for writing. And that is the end of our episode today.
Is it the end already? Oh my
yeah.
gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, I started falling asleep on the way here.
I thought you were going to say now.
I started like, falling asleep while you were talking
like,
to me.
How? I've been sitting here staring at you the whole time. That got me.
No. I was just this is just a moment. I'm thankful for a podcast because I literally was like, I slapped myself in the face so hard.
When? In the car?
I was driving. I was asleep. Yeah, I was like falling asleep.
Did you turn on a podcast?
I turned on a podcast. I turned on Sword and Scale, which I've talked about before.
I started.
How that scared the crap out of me, right? Mm-hmm. So I literally was like, dear Lord Jesus, like,
please scare me
or something, because like, I can't, I'm dying. And so I put it on, and literally it starts with a 911 call of this lady screaming bloody murder. Yes. And so I literally stopped breathing. And then at the end of the call, I was like, I'm awake. I was like, I'm good. And I was like, great. So podcasts can do great things.
They can scare you awake.
They can fix your life or they can ruin it.
Yeah. I guess so.
I hope we don't.
Very powerful. We did not. Definitely not.
Great advice.
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you have a very happy Monday.
Yes.
And we will talk to you guys next Monday.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
That's it.
Okay, bye.